Hello and welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners and podcast listeners everywhere. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx.
She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, as straight talk as nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you wanna listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay if you need help today, cause everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
Thanks to Sam Gauthier, my sound man Sam, for composing, arranging, and singing not only my original theme song, but all of the original music segments from my Pushy Broad from the Bronx podcasts. This weekly show, Everybody Needs a Little Push, with Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, will be aired every Wednesdays on Transformation Talk Radio and podcast stations everywhere at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. I am delighted to bring you my weekly podcast program, which I hope will inspire you, coach you,
sometimes make you laugh,
and give you the push moment you need to move forward. And I'm going to do it the pushy Broadway. Straight up, no BS, easy, quick, with answers, suggestions, and directions that will give you a coaching experience that will be part cheerleader and part drill sergeant. Because everybody needs a little push from time to time. And here comes yours.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push. Everybody needs a little push.
The topic of this podcast is Being Single Doesn't Suck.
Alone, but I'm not lonely. Feeling kind of free. There's time for me, me only. I know I've got the key. I thought I'd be unhappy. It seems it's not dumb luck. My outlook, it ain't crappy. Being single doesn't suck.
How many times have you heard a theme song about being single and being happy about it? Will this be your new theme song? Every time someone asks you about your love life, if you're dating, and you reply with a no, do you feel as if you have to make excuses for that no response? Do you sometimes say, "No, I'm not dating, but I'm working on it"? Or maybe you say, "No, I'm not dating, but I know it's going to be okay." Or maybe you've heard, "No, I'm not dating. I don't have time in my life right now to date. I'm just concentrating on me." "No, I'm not dating because I haven't found anyone good enough." "No, I'm not dating. They're all jerks out there." Have you ever said, "No, I'm not dating," because you just don't want to date? Have you ever said you're not dating because you're very happy being single and mean it? What are the advantages of being single? What fears are associated with being single? Is the perception of being single different if you are a man than if you are a woman? In our Everybody Needs a Little Push segment, we're going to hear from some of our listeners about this topic. I'm sure that you will find some of their push moments and circumstances, things that you may have been through before.
Here is the first email from one of my listeners.
"Dear Pushy Broad, I have been with my boyfriend for 3 years. We constantly argue, and I'm not sure if I was ever really happy in this relationship. I think that I stay with him because I feel that I need the security and comfort of being with someone rather than being by myself." Nicole from New York.
Nicole, Thanks so much for sending your letter. We know that there are many reasons why people choose to stay in a bad relationship, but I am sure that there are so many of you out there who feel that the number one reason for staying in a relationship or a marriage is because you are afraid of being alone. First, realize that you're not alone thinking that way. Second, I want you to begin to measure your discomfort in the relationship. Are your arguments bringing you constant pain and stress? Does this constant pain and stress outweigh the good parts of your relationship? If you find that your unhappiness outweighs your happiness, then you have a right to choose happiness. If happiness means ending the relationship, then have the courage to make that choice. Choose happiness. Being alone just means taking care of yourself right now and being responsible for you and your happiness. We can find security and comfort with our friends, our family, even our pets. Being alone can be scary at first, just like when we try anything new for the first time. But you may find that right now, it is the road to happiness. Choose happiness. After all, you have a choice. You are not stuck. Here's another letter from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad, I've been single for the past few months after a 2-year relationship, and I've got to say that I haven't felt this good in a long time. I'm not getting angry as often as I did. I'm not preoccupied with worry about another person. I've just been focused on my work, staying healthy, and things couldn't be going better. I've also been going out with friends more often, and it's been a blast every week. A lot of people are afraid of being single, but I found that as time goes by, I am more and more comfortable with my time alone. Mike from Philly.
Thanks for sharing, Mike. You've said some things that will really be helpful to our listeners. First, you said you were in a 2-year relationship, and now you've been single for the past couple of months. So, congratulations on making the difficult decision to end the relationship and to move forward and to take the time to learn more about yourself and be single and not rush right into another relationship. Taking the time to know yourself, to understand your likes and dislikes, work on your self-development, work on staying healthy, focus your attention on work or career. These things, as you say, couldn't be going better for you, which means that if you take the time between relationships to work on your own self-development, spend some quality time developing the relationship you have with yourself, then going forward, when you want to choose another relationship, I guarantee you, you will make healthier choices. You know, as you say in your letter, that a lot of people are afraid of being single, and as time went by, you're more and more comfortable with your time alone with yourself. This is also a push moment. The more time you spend knowing you, the more time you get to spend liking you, the more time you get to spend working on you and making things better for you. So, the more you do something that's uncomfortable to you, the more comfortable you begin to feel around it. Thank you so much for your letter. Continue to do what's healthy for you. Put yourself first. If you make sure that the relationship you have with yourself is the healthiest it could possibly be, you only open the door to healthy relationships that will follow.
Because being single doesn't suck.
I am alone, but I'm not lonely.
Feeling kind of free.
Spending all my time just for me.
Guess what?
Being single doesn't suck.
We have lots of comments, and we're also going to do this episode with two of our team members, Richard Torres and Chandler Brown, to give us some feedbacks on the wonderful comments and letters that you've written.
So let's continue with our Everybody Needs a Little Push segment on Being Single Doesn't Suck. Here are some more of my listener emails.
So you can see how the following people have gotten their push moments and move forward and now enjoy being single. Here we go.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push. Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
Dear Pushy Broad, at a family gathering last weekend, my aunt asked me once again why I haven't brought anyone to the gathering, and was concerned with why I'm single. For the first time that I can remember, I let my aunt know about how happy I am being single, enjoying the variety of people I meet and go on dates with. This sort of push moment was inspired by what you said on your last episode that really resonated with me, about single people always seemingly having to excuse why they are single, as if it's a work in progress. I love being single, and I really enjoyed being able to explain to someone about how fun and liberating being single has been for me. Thank you very much for the sound advice. Peter from Nashville.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really enjoyed your letter. So, I have Chandler and Richard here with me, and I want to know what they think about it. My first impression is that I love his sentence when he says, a work in progress. What do you think he means by that, Richard?
You know, when people talk about being single kind of being a work in progress, it reminds me of essentially what he said about how people do react to being single as if it's kind of like an affliction, in the sense of like, oh, it's something that's wrong, or maybe not necessarily wrong, but at least not right, where it's like, oh, you're single, like, why is that? Or, oh, I'm sorry. Or kind of things like that. If you notice sometimes when you explain, especially to like an older aunt or like a relative, I've seen that happen before to like my cousins and things like that. They'll, especially the females, for some reason, when they mention they're single, it's kind of like, oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I understand what you mean. It's as if they're not a complete person yet until they have a relationship. Right? It's meaning a work in progress means there's still more work to go and you'll be a complete person once you have a relationship. As if just being single by yourself, you're incomplete.
So to speak.
Right? You're still working on that. And by working on it, one means until you find somebody.
Right.
That feeling.
Exactly.
And like a disease. Mm-hmm. Yes, that your aunt turns around and says, oh my God, you're still single? Like there's something wrong with you. What do you think, Chandler?
I think that being single is usually looked at as the short-term period between relationships. So if you're still single, it's like you're failing at something. Like you said, it's the disease. What's wrong with you? It has to be something. You can't enjoy that in between.
You're right. That's exactly right. So he was kind of defiant in front of his family, but almost like he had to defend himself.
A little bit.
Yes?
A lot of it. Yeah.
Being single doesn't suck, but I have to shout that to the world and be proud of it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad that Peter's proud of it. And the only reason that he's a work in progress is because he's working on himself and not because he's searching for another relationship. Right?
Right.
Here is another letter from one of our listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad, I love being single. I do not want to get married. I do not want to be in a committed relationship. I don't want a relationship, period. I enjoy having a few dates and then saying goodbye. I am so glad that you did an episode on being single doesn't suck. I like to be free and unencumbered. Thanks for telling the world that being single doesn't suck is truly a happy place to be. Kathy from Los Angeles.
Well, she sounds like she's wearing this badge of honor very proudly, wouldn't you say?
I definitely agree.
I think it's wonderful that she can tell the world that she loves being single, and more than that, that she doesn't want to be married and she doesn't want to be in a committed relationship. She does not sound like the type of girl that needs to be in a relationship in order to survive. Do you have many girlfriends that feel that way?
I think being at the age I am, around 22, a lot of my friends do feel like they don't need to be in a relationship. This is the time to be single, just focus on themselves, focus on starting their career. So a lot of my friends would agree with her.
That's really interesting because, of course, I am not your age. And when I was growing up, the whole idea of being 20 in your 20s was, how soon are you going to get married?
Right. I think it's completely changed.
So how long has it been? I know that you're in a relationship.
Right.
How long has it been that you're in a relationship?
I'm kind of an odd one. I've been in a relationship for 6.5 years, since I was 15.
So you met him in high school.
Right.
And you were living at home, obviously.
Correct.
And you have been together with him since you were 15.
Not consecutively. We did have some rough spots. Definitely in college, we broke up for a few months. But basically, for 6.5 years, same person.
Well, that's great. And you're still very happy, I know.
Oh, yeah.
So during the time that you broke up in college, you had a few months on your own.
Yeah, about 6 months.
And were you looking to date in that 6 months?
I went on a few dates, but that's not really what I was interested in. It's not why we broke up.
So you had a chance to be single.
I did.
And you say that with a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about being single?
I don't think my relationship today would be what it is without us both having that time to be selfish and find ourselves. It's when we were freshmen in college, and so I got to focus on finding my place at my school and figure out what I like, what I want to do, and I really appreciated those few months.
Great. But I want you to understand that having time alone and being single is anything from selfish. It's not a selfish action. What it is more like keeping the focus of attention on yourself.
True.
That does not make you selfish. So you had some time alone.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me some of the things you gained, not only finding yourself, but specifically, what did you take away? What did you learn about yourself?
I really learned how to stick up for what I want and what I need. And I learned what I like in this world, and I found a voice, really. I found some self-confidence. I'm not as shy as I was because I didn't have that person beside me all the time. I had to go out into the world by myself and make a place.
I understand. Richard, you are also currently in a relationship, yes?
Yes.
And before that, you were single?
Yeah, there was a few times throughout college I was single, essentially, kind of to comment on that. Kind of commenting on all the letters we've got already, you could see how people, there's an outcry for not only being single, but letting the world know, you know, bringing back again Peter from Nashville, who is kind of showing, you know, he's starting to stand up for himself a little bit more and show that, you know what, I'm okay doing this. And then we see Kathy from Los Angeles, who is really proud about this and isn't shy from it. And I think that's really neat because there are people, as Chandler said, who love being single and embrace it. And I know there's a lot of people out there who really have a hard time being single. So I think it's pretty neat that there are people, especially people, let's say, around our age group that are pretty secure in themselves, that are looking forward to being single or owning that lifestyle and really accomplishing a lot, kind of like Kathy is.
You're right. And understanding, number one, that it's extremely acceptable in your 20s to be single, right? Because you are telling me that people want to be on their own. And there is no, more importantly, there's no stigma attached to being single. Oh my God, she's single. Is there something wrong with her? Or, oh my God, he's single. Is there something wrong?
I think, to be honest, I'm more of the odd one out. With the fact that I've been in a relationship so long, people are constantly telling me, like, you're missing out on your youth. You need to go be free. And so
right,
I think
which
it's...
Which I hear a lot, too.
Yeah,
okay.
I think the stigma has switched a little bit more, especially among people in their 20s, where if you're in a relationship, it's like you're wasting your youth.
Well, that's a really good thing. And I think that the millennial generation is certainly learning from their family, mm-hmm. who married young and then maybe is no longer married. Or...
Right.
Maybe is still married, but still did not have the benefit of a more free youth,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, and a free,
right.
Free young adulthood. Let's take a look at another email from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad,
One of the best things about being single is traveling alone. I've been able to travel the world at my convenience. I'm able to travel where I want, when I want, and in whatever manner I choose. Last week, I took a road trip with my dog. A few months ago, I took a cruise to Europe by myself. I was able to meet many new people and wonderful people. And there are many tours and groups of people out there who are also single. I may be traveling alone some of the time, but I can socialize freely and never have to worry about pleasing another person. There's always the company of other people around whenever I want them. Best of all, I don't need to have anyone around when I don't want them around. Being single definitely doesn't suck. Alex from Salt Lake.
Thank you, Alex. I can honestly tell you that the pushy broad has traveled alone
a great deal as a single person. And some of the best vacations I've ever had in my life have been being single. Have either of you traveled on your own?
I cannot say I've traveled on my own. I like to have a little buddy.
Because?
I like to share experiences with people. It doesn't necessarily have to be a boyfriend, but grab my best friend and go somewhere. I don't want to experience by myself now.
Okay, but you have traveled with girlfriends.
Yeah.
And not, obviously, in a relationship.
Correct.
And what makes that different from traveling with your boyfriend?
When you're with your girls, it's just different. You get to be silly and fun. It's just a different experience from being with my girlfriend.
Do you find sometimes that if you travel with your boyfriend that he's the one in charge, so to speak, of making the arrangements and the plans, or does that fall to you?
I think it's probably 50-50. We like to discuss things together and plan together. I don't think there's really one person in our relationship that takes charge.
Well, that's why you're still in this relationship,
right?
Which is great. Richard, have you ever traveled just with the guys?
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of the traveling I've done has been with other people or have been with friends. But one thing that I think relates absolutely to what Alex from Salt Lake is saying and to what Chandler here is saying, when you're hanging out with your friends, it's just different. You know, you can flow free. You can say anything and you don't really have to worry about saying anything too taboo or anything that, let's say, would make your significant other feel uncomfortable, a.k.a. if your buds are talking about, you know, some old stories, and you know there are certain things that you probably wouldn't say or remind, you know, in front of your significant other that you would with your friends, because you can. It's just an easy conversation. And Alex being able to travel alone doesn't have to worry about, you know, conversing with someone for a long time and not giving their significant other attention, or having any odd or inappropriate, let's say in quotations, inappropriate conversations that they normally wouldn't have in front of their significant other.
You're right. But even more than that, even more than just traveling with friends, if you travel by yourself, then you don't even have to worry about what your friends think. If you have girlfriends around, then maybe you can decide, you know, you're going out for dinner and one girlfriend wants to go to one place and one girlfriend wants to go to another place. And then one girlfriend wants to go to a different club afterwards. So you're still at the mercy of a lot of opinions about what to do next, always. But also, if you are with a partner, it's sometimes difficult for your partner to be able to socialize without you. Because when you are with a partner, you kind of move as a couple, right? You move from place to place, or thing to thing, or room to room, or person to person as a couple.
Absolutely.
But when you are on your own, you're completely on your own. And I need to tell you both that once in your life, once, and everybody out there in Pushy Broadland, once in your life, you must experience a vacation, whether small or long, by yourself, totally and completely on your own. It is a feeling that I know Alex has experienced and that I have experienced that is absolutely life-changing. Doing things completely on your own. Not with your friends, not with the guys, not with the gals, not with family, not with your relationship, but going out there where you do not know anybody and you're meeting everybody new for the first time. Okay? So, give it a try.
Because being single doesn't suck. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform and empower your life? by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. Do you want quick answers to things with no BS? Well, here's my segment, No or Yes.
When you need a quick answer, no BS, ask the Pushy Broad and she'll say no or yes.
Here is a no or yes question from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad, my boyfriend and I have gotten into a big fight again. After most of these fights, we usually take a few hours not speaking to one another and calm down. This time, he has insinuated that he wants to break up with me. I want to give him space, but it's been a week and I'm freaking out. I want to confront him on what's going on between us. Is that the right thing to do? Noelle from Rhode Island.
Yes!
That's a great thing to do.
Stop freaking out. Understand that people sometimes do need to back away from a fight, readjust, renew, and think about things with a different perspective, period. If you find it's been a week and you have absolutely no contact with him, then turn around and say, what gives? Let's talk about this. Why do you feel you need space? Maybe you need some space. Understand that you can manage very well on your own as an independent person. So try to concentrate on yourself, give him a little bit more time, and then confront him, period. See where this relationship is going. Communication is the only way to do that.
But if it turns out that this relationship is indeed over, remember that you can stand very well on your own. Because being single doesn't suck. And in your case, it would be a welcome change from all of the fights that you have been having. So think about it.
Here is another no or yes question from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad, my girlfriend and I broke up about 6 months ago, but still have some contact. I was hoping that time alone would help me through the breakup, and I must say that being single these past few months has given me the time to get my head on straight, and it's been great. I spoke to my ex this week, and she suggested that we get some coffee. I do miss her to an extent, but I feel so great that I don't want to screw that up by seeing her. Should I meet her for coffee? Thanks. It's Jake from Princeton.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that!
You broke up 6 months ago. And, at the moment, you're first beginning to get your head on straight. Those are your words. So, this just means that you are not ready to see her. You say, at the end, that you feel great and that you don't want the feelings of a fallen relationship to ruin your newfound energy. So, don't be a glutton for punishment. Stay away. You have minimal contact now. Continue to have minimal contact. If you want to get over a relationship, you need space, distance, and time. And from the sound of your letter,
you haven't taken enough time yet.
So, don't see her.
Here are some more no or yes questions from my listeners.
I really enjoy being single. Is there something wrong with me?
And here's another no or yes question.
Dear Pushy Broad, my friends and family tell me that I'm leading an unfulfilled life because I'm not in a committed relationship, which will eventually lead to marriage. They say that being single means that I'm missing out on one of life's best experiences. They tell me that unless I settle down, I will never be happy. Do you think that's right?
Well, obviously, the answer to both of these questions is no.
No.
Right? Absolutely no, no way. There is nothing wrong with you for being single and enjoying it. And I think that's the key word, right?
I agree.
One has to enjoy it.
The key word is right there in the sentence. They're enjoying it. It'd be different if they were saying that they were miserable because of it. And they're definitely someone who enjoys their independence and seems to really be accomplishing a whole lot, or at least living comfortably because of it.
I think the important thing is if you're happy, who else is to tell you what's going to make you happy and what you need to do? If you're comfortable with your life, there's nothing really else that matters.
You're absolutely right. The second letter kind of interested me because most of us baby boomers were told that the only way to be truly settled in life is to be married with children, to have that house with that white picket fence and two kids and the husband, you know, coming down the driveway. That was my parents' definition of being settled. Ellen, you're not settled. Why am I not settled? Because you're not married. Because you don't have a husband. Because you don't have children. Because you don't fit into the mold of the programs and the society that we grew up with. I grew up with the Donna Reed Show. I grew up with My Three Sons. I grew up with Ozzie and Harriet, all kinds of shows that you don't know anything about. I can see these quizzical looks on both of your faces. But understand that the true definition for us baby boomers of being settled was to be married with children. So ironically enough, I took my parents' advice and got married. And then 11 years later, I got divorced. And 10 years after that, I got married again because they were giving me the same outlook: get married, be settled. So I got married again, and that marriage lasted about 6 years. And then I realized that I was so much more unsettled in both marriages. And the only chance I had to really be settled in terms of being happy, mind, body, spirit, was to be single. Fortunately, in today's world, the definition of being settled does not mean that you have to be married. When your parents or somebody that you know turns around and says to you, you won't be happy unless you experience marriage, then understand also that they're coming from their opinion of what makes them happy. So they're saying for them, this is what they need to be happy. It has nothing to do with what you need. And from what I hear on this program alone, you're telling me that people of your generation would probably say the opposite, right? And have said the opposite to you, yes?
Correct. It's not really looked at to get married until you're at least 27, 28, wouldn't you say, Richard?
Yeah, I absolutely would agree with that. I think a lot of people in my age in our early 20s really push for being single and really taking advantage of it.
Because being single doesn't suck. The next part of our no or yes segment is for you, the listener. I want you to answer yes or no to the following questions. Do you think that you were meant to stay single? Well, according to an article on the web by B.B. Dietz in 2016, she lists that there are 15 ways to know whether or not you were meant to stay single. I want you to mentally answer no or yes to the following questions. Number one, do you like things a certain way? Maybe you go out on a date only to roll your eyes with your friends later about how stupid or otherwise annoying your date was. Were you meant to stay single if after every date you always believe you're too good for a partner? Do you only want to do you 24/7, meaning that you just want to concentrate on yourself all of the time? And are you really happy knowing that you are single? Maybe you just feel like you're supposed to be single. Do you just feel like you like the rhythms of being single? Do you never really wish you were in a relationship? Do you always feel tied down in relationships?
Are you truly happiest alone? Are you somewhat too ambitious and nomadic? The kind of person that wants to just pick up and go at the drop of a hat and just move in and out of relationships and happy about it? Do you feel you have a good network in place so that you can socialize with people and you're not completely isolated and you enjoy spending time by yourself? Do you think that being single or being in a relationship depends upon a certain lifestyle, one that you may not be willing to give up to make room for another person? Do you want to be the kind of person that travels at will and doesn't have to answer to anybody to make decisions or do any planning? Could you really care less whether or not you met someone? Do you feel fulfilled just the way you are? Do you find that you never say never? Meaning, if single works for you, then surely making a conscious decision to stay single is perfectly healthy. And finally, you enjoy being alone, and maybe you're exploring your own inner purpose and self-development? Are you content with your own company? When you come home at the end of the day, do you want someone there to greet you? Or would you prefer a quiet house? And now you enjoy more of a self-partnering than having to partner with someone else? See how many questions you've said yes to determine whether or not you truly are happier single. And if you find that your answers mean that being single is only the interim period until the next relationship, then determine for yourself how productive your time will be when you are single. Because the more you work on yourself and the more you allow your own desires and wishes to come true, the more you will be able to bring that healthy you into your next good, healthy relationship.
We've all had a push moment, and the pushy broad from the Bronx wants to hear some of yours. If you'd like to share your most defining moments for her Everybody Needs a Little Push segment, or want to ask a question for her No or Yes segment, want to share your 10 minutes of tears moment, or would like to contribute to any of her segments, you can email her at ellen@pushybroadfromthebronx.com. We love reading all of your comments, questions, and push moments. You can be a part of an amazing group of people and get more access to the Pushy Broad from the Bronx by becoming a part of her email list. If we air your question or comment on the Pushy Broad from the Bronx podcast, for privacy purposes, we will change your name to protect the innocent. Or the guilty. We don't know. We're not judging. If you aren't ready to share with her just yet, or if you want more Pushy Broad from the Bronx goodness, join her Facebook group. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Be sure to check out her website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com.
Some of you may be having a tough time being single, and you may even be having a tougher time with your family's reaction to being single. If that's the case, then this next segment is for you. This third segment I call 10 Minutes of Tears. It's where we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and start all over again. We realize that there are difficult push moments in our lives. The times when we are grieving or in pain and maybe feel the need to cry about it. Or maybe we feel so angry about something that we want to scream and cry about it. First, we have to give ourselves 10 minutes of tears. By giving ourselves permission to feel sad or angry and do the crying we need to do. But we can't live with that pain or anger or sadness forever. So this is where we take the time to acknowledge it all and hopefully get some real relief.
When you're feeling sad and kind of blue, rather lost and not really in it, don't stay angry, lost, or confused. 10 minutes of tears is certainly for you. Please cry, but only.
Here's a 10 minutes of tears moment from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad, I just broke up with my boyfriend of 5 years, and I'm hysterical. I haven't been myself in a month, and it's getting really depressing. We always had our differences and fights, but somehow, we've always managed to work things out. This time, my boyfriend didn't want to do that and suggested that we take some space. I'm really lost without him, especially since I've always managed to be with someone all my life, so imagine how I feel after losing him after 5 years. I need some advice, and fast. Joshua from Pittsburgh.
Thanks for sharing, Joshua. When you've been in a relationship, any relationship, especially one that's been around for 5 years, and then you are no longer together, you certainly go through a grieving process. And grief is hard. And everybody handles grief in a different way. And it takes any amount of time it's going to take. That's totally and completely up to you and what your process is like. So first of all, acknowledge that you are grieving something. And it is experiencing a loss. So understand that and accept it and go through the stages of grief. And then finally, you'll come to the acceptance portion of this journey. But for you, it may be slightly different because you're telling me that you have never really been on your own. You said you've always managed to be with someone all your life. So now you're not only losing him, but you feel lost yourself. So even though you're grieving, I want you to turn and concentrate on you. What are your likes and dislikes? What do you want to do with your life going forward? Very simply, understand that the next relationship you should be having is the relationship that you are having with Joshua. What do you want to do? What are you passionate about? What hobbies do you have? What things make you laugh? Make you smile, make you cry, make you interested or excited. Understand that the relationship that you have with yourself right now is something that I truly need you to explore. Approach it like a brand new relationship. Find out new things about you. Experience new things. Stay with friends. Take new adventures. Travel. Read books. Take a course. Do something that excites you, inspires you, helps you grow mentally. Learn to love Joshua. This may sound silly and may be simple, but sometimes it's really hard to get to know who we really are, apart from anybody else. Find the good reasons to be single. You don't have the stress and worry of worrying about another person right now.
You don't have to take care of anybody else but yourself.
Understand and acknowledge that there is a loss here, but I want you to find the gain. Find the new Joshua. Find the person that you really can be and that you really love.
Here is another 10 minutes of tears moment from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, the other night I was out with my girlfriends. I'm single and I enjoy meeting new people. That night, I hooked up with someone at the club. Nothing too serious, just a little kissing. But after we left, my girlfriend gave me this whole speech completely slut-shaming me, telling me that I shouldn't hook up with people so often, and I really should save that for a real relationship.
Thanks for writing. This was a very difficult letter, and I'm sure it comes up for a lot of young people. The word slut is not a new word. It's not a new word to the millennial generation. It's not even a new word to the baby boomer generation.
Gratefully, there is something being done today in terms of an anti-slut shaming campaign.
Or something like that? Chandler, tell me about that.
A movement, and sorry to rag on the boys for a little bit, Richard, but I think it's slut shaming's more something that females experience today where they can't do the same things that males can do. Males can go out and hook up with as many girls as they want, and people don't even bat an eye at it. Where if girls do the same and girls want to explore their sexuality, they're labeled as a slut.
I understand that. And understand, too, that that also is not something new to millennials. There is no way that a woman on this earth, for as long as women have been alive, have been able to be a player, be in the field, hanging out, sleeping with as many guys as they want, and not be labeled a slut, a whore, a prostitute. Those words go back hundreds of years. It's okay for a man, or it's okay for him to have that reputation. In fact, in our episode, Sex Changes Everything, we talk about the fact that women get labels, and men, when they do this, get the label of being popular, virile, more masculine. There's an attachment to it. Because a guy that is a virgin is someone that is not labeled with in a good way. Just like a gal who is sleeping around is not labeled in a good way. So tell me about this group.
I think it really calls for society just to accept people, not to dictate what women do, what women wear. I want to be able to go out and wear something low cut because it makes me feel good, and I'm not doing it for any man, and I don't want to be called a slut because of it.
So those labels come from very deep and long societal earmarks, okay? They come from hundreds of years of conditioning. And just like the revolution of the 60s, free love, where you can go out and do everything, I think that today's millennials are really experiencing what we did in the late 60s and early 70s, that freedom of speech, that protest attitude, and that I'm entitled to be who I am, and just because I don't want a relationship, and just because I want to be single, I'm labeled as a slut, right?
I think it's very destructive to somebody's self-confidence. You can brush it off and say, okay, whatever, but deep inside, you have to start to question yourself and question whether other people are looking at you undesirably.
Yes, that's part of it. It's not only what you think about yourself, but in this instance, people are looking around at you, unfortunately. So in this situation, I need you to take 10 minutes of tears around it. This wonderful person who sent us the letter, understand that nobody can judge you. You must judge yourself. But understand also that there are people around you who are going to think badly of you even when they do not know you. So do not give people a chance to think badly of you, especially when they don't know you. And in terms of your friends, understand maybe some of the reasons why she's saying what she is, and maybe it's out of protection. Maybe she's trying to protect you.
Although it still makes her words harsh and hurtful.
But you still are entitled to do what you want and be happy about it. Also understanding that being single and enjoying it does not mean slutting around. The idea of being single is not synonymous with now I'm going to sleep around. It just means being on your own and not in a relationship. It doesn't automatically translate into how many guys or gals I can sleep with. So if we don't associate single with sex, then we have a much clearer idea of who we are and what we want to do.
Because being single doesn't suck.
My fourth segment is called I'm Talking Here. It's where I pick one subject and begin talking about it, breaking it down.
It's where I let the pushy broad come out completely
and offer suggestions that may give you your push moment of the day or of the week. So pay attention, listen, learn.
I'm talking here.
I'm talking here.
I'm talking here. Listen. Learn. Pay attention. I'm talking here.
You're single. How great is that? You don't have to have anybody tell you what to do. Your paycheck now may just be for you. You'll be able to go to sleep when you want to, wake up when you want to, and eat anything you want to when you want to. You can exercise as long as you want, go to any movie you want, go out with any friend you want, travel, enjoy your life. Take care of yourself. Find out what you want and what makes you happy. without asking anybody else what they think. How great is that? Having the freedom to move in your space without worrying about whether or not someone else has to hear about what you're doing or take the time to be with someone you may not want to be with. How great is that? Understand that being single doesn't suck. In fact, just like the pushy broad, many of us truly celebrate being single. It's given us the opportunity to develop and grow differently than when we were in a relationship. Being single may be alone, but it doesn't mean lonely. There are friends and people and places and things to do and see and be with. If you occupy your time, you'll never be alone. You'll never be lonely. How great is that? Understanding that I have the freedom to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. Being single doesn't suck. Being single can be wonderful. It can be a life-changing experience that greatly propels your personal development at any age. Whether you are single by choice or by chance, making the most of your time is the best thing you can do while you're single. Getting to know yourself and love yourself. Although you may find it scary at first, the more time you spend keeping the focus of attention on yourself, the less scary it will be. You are great, just the way you are. Being single truly means having a relationship with you, being able to take care of yourself and your goals. Being single does not mean to cut yourself off from the rest of the world. It means enjoying the world without being in a committed relationship. Being single doesn't mean being irresponsible or uncaring. Being single means that you are concentrating on being responsible to yourself and still caring about the rest of the world around you. Being single isn't the plague or a way station until you get married or until you find the committed relationship. If you think that way, then you will not be happy, and you will not make the most of what could probably be your greatest growth opportunity. Being single means learning what makes you truly you. Being single means that it's time for introspection and discovery. That could mean excitement and adventure. Enjoy this time. It's time to be fearless, carefree, and unencumbered. It's also time to be truly honest with yourself and find out what is really important to you. Trust the pushy broad when I tell you that being single still doesn't suck.
Alone, but I'm not lonely, feeling kind of free. There's time for me, me only, I know I've got the key. I thought I'd be unhappy, it seems it's not dumb luck. My outlook, it ain't crappy, being single doesn't suck.
The Pushy Broad from the Bronx would like to thank her production team. Songwriter, composer, musician, and sound man, Sam Goche. Voice artist and announcer, Taylor Goche. Oh, that's me. And thanks to collaborative writer and assistant production manager, Richard Torres. Virtual assistant and social media guru, Kimberly Studdard. Special thanks to Laura Kravitz, production manager, and Susan Herman, collaborative writer. And a very special thanks to Love Love Studios in Brooklyn,
Brooklyn,
for recording and mixing our music.
This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening, and remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Professional coaches provide an ongoing partnership designed to help clients produce fulfilling results in their personal and professional lives. Coaches help people improve their performances and enhance the quality of their lives. Coaching services received from certified life coach Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are not offered as a substitute for professional mental health care or medical care, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any mental health or medical conditions. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx is not acting as a mental health counselor or a medical professional. All comments and ideas offered by Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are solely for the purpose of aiding her audience in achieving their goals, and hopefully keep you smiling in the process.